I'll tell you in a second. We're going to do now a little bit of questions and answers. But before we start, somebody asked me today a question, and I really want to answer it here because it's a question that it's very important for all of you to know. I'm just going to look real quick at the question again. But when I read it today, I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask that question loud here so you can hear and learn from it. So this guy's asking me like this. You wanted to say something? Oh. So he's asking like that. Is it a sin to look at a naked woman but not to spill seed? Now I'm sure you all know that one of the most severe sins a man can do is to spill his seed. Zera levatala. Zera levatala can come in many different ways. Even a married man, a religious married man, can chas v'shalom fail in zera levatala with his wife when they're religious and they're doing the mitzvah how it's supposed to be done. That's how severe it can be. Even a married man, a religious man, can lichashel, can lifgom bazera. There's different levels. But the topic is that it's one of the most severe sins a man can do is to spill his semen. Doesn't matter if it's by himself, with a woman, with a man. Doesn't matter. There's levels of severity. But it's one of the worst sins. Why? Because in the sperm, in the semen, there's the power of life. God gave you the power of life. Koach HaChaim. Because with this you can bring life to the world. This is the secret. This is the covenant. Don't give it. This is where the power of life is. If you go to take the power of life and you give it somewhere else, not only that you're breaking the covenant that I did with you, you're giving all my power to my enemy. That's how severe it is. A man that does that, chas v'shalom, is ruining everything in his path. He's not going to have parnasah. He's not going to meet his wife. If he meets his wife, he's going to have the worst relationship ever. Everything that is in this world is destroying. Destroying. I'm sure you already heard about it enough. I don't need to repeat it. But this particular man is asking me, is it a sin to look, and you have to excuse how I'm talking. I just have to talk in a direct way, but it's very important. He's asking me, is it a sin to look at a naked woman, but not to spill my semen? So the question is, yes. You're not allowed to look in that direction. It's a big sin to look in something so unpure and so unclean. He's asking me, where does it say? So we say it three times a day in Kriyat Shema, "V'lo taturu achrei levavchem ve'achrei enechem." Don't go after your heart, where your heart takes you, and don't look when you're not supposed to look. Don't look around where you're not allowed to look. This is a big sin. Now he's asking me, what is the punishment for it? Okay, I already failed. I looked in the wrong place. What's the punishment? I don't like the word punishment. Punishment is in school. They punish you for being late. Hashem doesn't punish you. You do an act, there's a reaction. Bang your head at the wall, you'll get a headache. Throw a stone at the window, you'll break the window. You do an act in this world, there's a reaction right away. We just spoke about it. There's no punishment. It's a reaction. You have to understand that when a man is looking at the wrong place, he's covering his eyes with a shield of impurity, which means that he can't see. Imagine driving in pouring rain, water is going on your windshield, and you don't put the wipers. 3 seconds you're in a car accident, guarantee. You have to put the wipers, right? You put something on your eyes spiritually. When you look at the wrong place, you cover your eyes. Which means within 3 seconds, you start going into accidents all the time. Not physical accidents. Nothing in the world will make sense. You're looking at people the wrong way. Your eyes are impure. Everything that you see is impure. Everything that you talk, you're bringing this impurity to your mind, to your soul, to your body. Your entire action is impure. So there's no punishment. You don't go up to Shamayim and they rip you to pieces by saying you looked there. There's a reaction in this world. And the reaction is that you just cover your eyes spiritually and you damage everything that has to do with your life. You're going to look at a woman on a date. You're going to think it's your wife because she's pretty. You're going to get married with her. And 5 years down the line, she's going to give you living hell. And then you're going to get divorced because it's not your wife. And you sat in a date. She just looked very pretty. Why? Because there's a shield in your eyes. You didn't see the right wife. You're going to go take all your money, invest it in the business. Because your eyes are not seeing the right way. It's going to be the wrong business. You're going to lose all your money. Everything. That's the reaction. It's not a punishment. It's a reaction. If one needs to understand what the soul feels when you're looking at the wrong place, take a needle, poke your eye with a needle. Imagine the pain you're going to experience with a needle poking your eye. That's what the neshama feels every time you're looking at somewhere you're not allowed to look at. That's the pain the neshama feels.
What is my accident?
There's no accidents. There's no accidents. The first 3 seconds, what is in front of you, it's not you. You walk in the street, you see something, the first second you're looking at it, it's not you. If you close your eyes and you move your head, that's it, you're good. You broke the klipot. Where is he? He left. You break the klipa. But if you look, and then you're like, oh, count 3-4 seconds, and you're still looking, and your mind is starting to cook, there's no accident. You have to close your eyes. You have to move your eyes away. I don't believe in accidents. You know, if a person was, you know, one thing after another, another, and he didn't hold himself, I wouldn't call it an accident. I just said, I will call it, okay, he couldn't hold the temptation. But you don't just walk in the street and fall and be like, oh, I'm sorry. It doesn't work like that. Okay, so first 2-3 seconds, you have nothing to worry about. You close your eyes. You know what I mean? Also, if you put something unkosher in your mouth, and somebody tells you, you just had meat! You spit it out, you wash your mouth, nothing happened. So same thing, if you look by mistake, 2-3 seconds, nothing happened. The point is when you look and when you start cooking. So the reaction is, it covers your eyes spiritually, which means when a person will come to do tshuva, it's going to be impossible for him. He's going to come and open a book to read. I'm not talking about a fairy tale, I'm talking about a book, a gemara, halakha. He's not going to be focused, he can't understand anything, the eyes are covered. I'm not going to go too much in length in it. This is, I don't call it a punishment, I call it a reaction. What happens to the soul feels such pain when it happens that you can't, Kevin, even understand the pain that the soul feels. So, for you to know and for him to know, the person who asked, yes, it is a sin, you're not allowed to look at it. And it's a severe sin. It's a severe sin that affects your soul. Somebody asked me not too long ago, what's the big deal if I don't eat kosher food? Like, what does it do? What, are they going to punish me now in Gehinnom because I didn't eat kosher food? Told him, it's not about the punishment you're going to get in Shamayim. That's not the deal. You bring something unholy to your body, you make your neshama unholy, the neshama will react. Eat now poison, you'll get a stomachache. It's very simple. Then you're going to go to the hospital. That's the reaction for the body. You eat something unkosher, your neshama will start becoming sick. What will come out is anger, aggression, hate, jealousy. The person becomes like this mean person. You're not a crazy person. Why are you kicking and screaming and yelling? The kosher food. So the same thing. You eat the, you see the impure thing, it brings to your neshama this impurity. Anything you'll try to do in Kedusha, you know, you're going to meet a wall. So this is the question he was asking, and it's very important for you to know that it's not only about the spilling of the semen, it's actually where your eyes look. Now, if you look more than 3 seconds, we know your eyes look, then your heart starts wanting it. Then your brain starts working, how am I going to get it? So your eyes are the gates for your soul. Next week, we're going to learn Parashat Shoftim. Chassidut explains there are 7 gates to our body, 2 ears, 2 nostrils, 2 eyes, and a mouth. If you guard these gates, if you appoint judges, shoftim v'shotrim, tasim b'chol sha'arecha, you appoint judges and police officers on your gates, you're not going to have any problems. So you put gates on your mouth, letzor neshonecha mira, don't talk, don't lie, don't curse. And you put gates on your eyes. You guard your gates, you're not going to have any problems. You don't guard the gates, you're going to have a lot of problems. Everything starts with the gates. And the eyes and the mouth are the worst ones. So it is a sin to look in the wrong place. You're not allowed to look at women that are not modest, and you're not, because it will bring you also to the other act. But this is an actual sin. The reaction is spiritually it damages your soul. Physically, it blinds you in this world. Literally blinds you in this world. Nothing will work clear in this world. Then don't come to complain, God is mean to me, this is not working, that is not working. No, you're not turning on the wipers. You're going to run into a wall in a second. In a second. That's why guarding your eyes, you're guarding your soul, your entire life is pure, your mind is pure, you don't thinking of nonsense all day long. You don't guard your eyes all day long, your mind is traveling somewhere. You want to do yourself a favor, you close your eyes. You'll see so much success coming from that and so much bracha just from focusing. Don't look at the wrong place. It's not a place for you to look. When you're looking at something that doesn't belong to you, it's a double sin. Lo tachmod. You're not allowed to look at something that doesn't belong to you. Something, I'm not talking about a phone. I'm talking about somebody's wife, somebody's girlfriend. You know, it's double even. Not allowed to look. It's not yours. Lo tal tachmod. Don't desire something that doesn't belong to you. Kadesh et atzmecha. Make yourself pure. Your body will be pure. Your mind will be pure. Your soul will be pure. Ashtes? Okay, he was waiting for a very long time. Yes?
Let's just say you said, I forgive Hashem for that you spilled. Does Hashem, Hashem going to forgive you?
Hashem forgives you. If you do tshuva, Hashem will forgive you for everything. Hashem is not mean. Hashem is very, very kind. Hashem chafetz b'tshuvatam shel reshaim. Hashem wants the wicked people to do tshuva. We look at wicked people and we can't wait for them to be striked. Hashem says, no, I want the reshaim to do tshuva. So the good ones, of course I want them to do tshuva. Any Jew that will do tshuva, Hashem will accept it. But it has to be real tshuva. Not one day yes, one day no. Somebody asked me not too long ago, he tells me, you know, I did tshuva today, then next day I failed, then the next day I did tshuva, then the next day I failed again. Told him, this is not tshuva. You know what this is called? This is called chozer b'tshuva. A lot of people tell me, ani chozer b'tshuva. You know what it means? Chozer b'tshuva, going back to your sin. So every time, who chozer, he's going back to the tshuva. The difference between chozer b'tshuva and baal tshuva is that he did tshuva. Baal, it means owner. I own a house, I'm the owner of the house. Baal tshuva is the owner of the tshuva, that's it, never did it again. Chozer b'tshuva, that he constantly goes back to the sin. But a person that does tshuva, Hashem will forgive everything. The only thing that it will be hard for Hashem to forgive is ben adam lechavero. You hurt another friend, you curse him, you steal from him, you annoy him, you insult him. Hashem will tell you, up until that your friend will forgive you, I'm out. You first go and apologize to your friend, then I'm going to forgive you. But ben adam lamakom, between you and Hashem, you do tshuva, real tshuva. When I'm saying real tshuva, it means not to go every second day back to the same act, never to do it again. Then Hashem forgives you. And if you do the tshuva real good, then the Gemara gives you a guarantee that your sins will become merits. You go up to Shamayim, not only that they don't remind you anything, you transform the sin into merit. That's what you have to strive for. And not to say I'm going to do tshuva when I'm 60, because then it will be easier, because when I'm 60, I'm barely going to see, so I don't care what I see, look at. No, because you might not get to be 60. And even 60 people who are 60-year-olds, they also look at the wrong places. Don't wait to do tshuva. Tshuva you do right away. And you have a guarantee that Hashem will forgive you when you do tshuva. Completely. You have another question?
Yes.